Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 Crown Talk listeners. Crown Talk with Burgundy Season 2 is a radio talk show that places emphasis on the art of pageantry. We will explore the good, the bad, the ugly, and the beauty of this impeccable sport. Every 2 weeks, we will interview pageant coaches, title holders, directors, sponsors, family members, community service leaders, and discuss how we can empower others to strive for excellence in achieving goals. Lastly, but not least, we will have tips, advice, and ways that ongoing assessment is always taking place in order to exemplify excellence for the individual self and as a collaborative team. So sit back, kick off your shoes, relax, and shake it off while enjoying the show. Hey, 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 it's Crown Talk time with Burgundy, Kiddos Edition. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory, and my co-host, Charlie Donaldson. Please remember that these are teens and children on the show hosting and as guest speakers. Please give them general respect and allow them to grow as they move towards the discovery process. We do ask that our callers and emailers send in and ask age-appropriate questions. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show with my co-host, Charlie.
Hey, Crown Talk listeners. I'm your co-host, Charlie Donaldson. Tonight is the second show of Crown Talk with Burgundy, radio talk show Kiddos Edition. Crown Talk with Burgundy, Kiddos Edition, has multiple opportunities for our younger audience. To learn more about those opportunities, please visit www.crowntalkwithbyrgu.wix.com/crowntalk. And remember, you can purchase your Crown Talk with Burgundy magazine, Issue 4, Spring Edition, at www.crowntalkwithbyrgu.wix.com/crowntalk under Buy Magazine. So, Crown Talk listeners, I was watching the 2015 Miss America pageant last night. Recorded, of course. One of the girls said, "You're not in competition with anyone but yourself." That really made me think. Before a pageant, I set goals that don't have anything to do with winning. Things like make a new friend or not doing my crazy hands during formal wear. They are things that I can actually control and do. I can't control what the judges think, but I can control me and my performance. So for me, success is not measured by the crown, but it is measured by achieving my goals. If you're not setting non-crown goals at pageants, maybe try it sometime and see how you feel even if you don't win the crown. I would like to give a spectacular thank you to Rising Athlete USA. Maximize and reach your potential. Tonight's on Crown Talk, I have the amazing pageant title holder, Olivia Brown. To learn more about Olivia, please visit our website. Hello, Olivia. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Well, Olivia, I have some questions for you. But first, could you explain more about yourself and your title?
I'm 5 years old, and I live in Chipley, Florida. I'm in kindergarten.
Well, Elena. Olivia. Thanks
Ma'am.
For sharing.
You're welcome.
We have a question from Mobile, Alabama. They want to know, what has been the best experience being Florida's Universal Beauty 3-6 and World's Universal Beauty Princess 3-6?
Being in town with my sister queens, because they are friendly and they like me and I like them, and they give us gifts and we give them gifts too.
That is really interesting.
Thank you.
What is your favorite thing to do with them?
My favorite thing to do with them is play and sing songs and dance.
I like to sing songs too. a favorite song?
My favorite song is I Want a Hippopotamus and Good Shit Lollipop.
That is pretty interesting. Well, I have a question for you, Olivia. How long have you been doing pageants?
I was 4 years old. And I started pageants.
I've been doing them since I was 2 years old.
Wow.
What do you like best about pageants?
My thing about pageants is when I get crowns, I'm so excited.
I am so excited too. Well, I have a question for you, Langna. Olivia, we have a question from our emails from Salt Lake City, Utah. As a pageant queen and only being 5 years old, what advice do you have for a 5-year-old doing pageants?
Always look at the judges and have fun and smile and look pretty.
That's awesome. Looking at the Looking at the judges is important.
Yes, it is important.
I would like to pause for a minute and give a spectacular thank you to McFormal Dale University. Receive your honorary degree today. Learn more about this prestigious university at www.mcformaldaleunive.wix.com/mcu-edu. Hey, Crown Talk listeners, we are still live with Olivia, so remember to call into the show at 917-889-8863 or email your questions to crowntalkwithburgundy@gmail.com. Olivia, we have a question from Dallas, Texas. What is your favorite area of competition? For example, do you like interview or party dress?
I like interview because you have to say your name and where you're from and how old are you, and then the judges you a question all about your favorite thing and what you don't like and what you do like.
Tell me about your interview outfit.
It's pink. It's a little jacket and a skirt.
Is pink your favorite color?
I look like the next president.
That is awesome.
Thank you.
What things do you talk about in interview?
Like, who is your favorite character and what? And, and what do you like to do for fun? And what do you like? I said that. And who is your favorite princess?
What do you like to do for fun?
My favorite thing to do at fun at pageants is riding horses and feeding them and petting them and riding them and swimming and cheer.
Do you get nervous in an interview?
No.
ever?
I'm just myself.
I do. So I really want to know, how did your friends feel when they found out that you are now the new Crown Talk with Burgundy cover girl, Kiddles Edition?
They were excited for me and they shouted hooray.
Have you seen the magazine yet?
Yes. No. I've seen
were
the
you,
big girls.
Were you so excited?
Yes. Ma'am?
What did you do when you got your copy?
I only seen the big girl copy, and that was really nice.
Awesome. Let's give a shout-out to Studio In Vogue and Transformation by John Paul. Thank you for the impeccable collaboration for our cover girls.
You're really welcome.
Having fun talking with you tonight, Olivia. And I am sure the Crown Talk listeners want to know, what are you most looking forward to at the World Pageant this year?
Dancing with King Red and Lammy. Because they're just costumes and they're not real characters.
Which characters?
King Red and Lammy. They're a lion.
A lion?
I have a party with them. And
is that... Do you dance in there?
Mm-hmm. King Red and Lammy. Even I do story time with them, too.
My favorite dance is the Whip and Nene.
Mine
with...
too. Now watch me, Nene. Now watch me, whip, whip. Now watch me, Nene. My favorite song is I'm Sassy.
That's cool.
Well, ladies, I have a question actually for both of you all. So first, Charlie, you're going to answer, and then Olivia, you're going to answer. So most
okay.
of our listeners do not know that you both are Crown Talk with Burgundy radio talk show and magazine interns. So, Charlie, what is your favorite part about being an intern for Crown Talk?
A radio show. Doing this radio show is amazing.
Okay, and Olivia, what is your favorite part about being an intern for Crown Talk?
Being in the magazine and this radio.
Well, thank you, ladies. And if you ever want to be an intern, you can always visit our website, as Charlie said earlier, for all the many opportunities we give for our kiddos. So, Charlie, you take it on and keep asking those questions.
We have another question for you from Oakland, California. Do you get to travel to the different state pageants? And if so, what has been your favorite state pageant and why?
Minneapolis with Mall America. Because the rides are so big and little.
I've heard they had American Girl store. Did you go?
Yes.
What did you do there? Tell me about it.
There's an American Doll, and I got one. And her name's Ashley, and I got clothes for her, and then my mama and me went there to get American Doll, and she had a crown, and when we got home, 2 days, my mama gave me a new thing from American Doll, and it was a headband, an exercise shirt, and exercise shorts.
But you're talking about the crown. Was the crown for pageants? Did it stand for pageants?
It's a crown for my doll.
Is it like her crown?
Yes.
Does it look like your crown?
Close, but it's at the American Doll store.
Very cool.
Do you have American Doll?
Yes, I do. I have about 10 of them.
What's her name?
My favorite one is Mackenzie.
That's mine.
You have traveled over 1,000 miles. What is your favorite way to travel?
My plane.
Really cool.
I have my own luggage, and it's pink, and it has Dora and flowers on it.
Wow. Do you ever have to take your shoes off? I don't like to do that.
Security at the airport.
Mm-hmm. Olivia, I just wrote an article about makeup for Crown Talk magazine. I know I really don't like getting my eyebrows shaved. What is your least favorite thing about makeup?
I don't like about makeup is putting the eyeshadow on.
Oh, at first, I don't like that either. Doesn't it feel like the point of it is just going to go in your eye?
Yes. Mascara.
It's scary, right?
Yes. A little bit, though.
And also, what is your favorite part of makeup?
My favorite part about makeup is putting stick on because it's so shiny and bright.
Awesome. But that means you can't eat.
Your favorite. What's your
My
favorite?
My favorite is the gloss and lipstick, same as yours. It's because it doesn't hurt and it just finishes off your makeup.
Cool.
Crown Talk listeners, join me in thanking Mama Talk Informative Post, the official consulting of Crown Talk with Burgundy. I have one more question for you, Olivia. What is something you will tell the next girl who will be Florida's Universal Beauty 3-6?
Have fun and meet many people and smile at the judges and smile like you want, like smile, and
will
travel all over the state.
Will it be sad when you give up your title?
Yes. How about you?
Yes, it will be sad. One time I even cried.
I didn't. Not yet.
Yeah, I cried. I love my royalty sisters.
Me too.
Do they ever travel with you?
All over the country.
Wow, that's very interesting.
We went to Alabama and Texas.
Do they all go? I was actually born in Texas.
3 times. I have been there 3 times.
Which part?
Dallas, San Marcos.
That was real close to Fort Worth, where I was born.
Where were you born?
In Fort Worth, Texas. My mom was at the cattle ranch down the street.
I have horses.
You do?
Yes. Do you?
No, I don't have any. How many do you have?
I have 5, but I had 6, but now I have 5. 1 killed.
Who is your favorite horse?
My favorite horse is Cheyenne because he's silly and he runs around very fast.
What does he look like?
He's all brown.
Very pretty.
Thank you.
Do you ride them in shows?
No, not yet. I'm about
not
to.
Not yet? You will soon? That half an hour went really fast. It was fun chatting with you, Olivia. Thank you for talking with me on this edition of Crown Talk with Burgundy, radio talk show, Kiddos Edition. Remember, you can check out our website, www.crowntalkwithbyrgu.wix.com/crowntalk or blogtalkradio.com/CrownTalkWithBurgundy. To learn more about Olivia, your world's Universal Beauty Princess 3-6, and Florida's Universal Beauty 3-6.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Charlie and Olivia. We really had fun having you on the show tonight. Thank you, Charlie, for co-hosting with me on Crown Talk. Well, Crown Talk listeners, we have come to the end of our show. We hope all of our listeners and fans join Crown Talk with Burgundy Radio Talk Show Kiddos Edition every other Tuesday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Remember to visit our social media sites to all the opportunities we offer and breaking news that is happening in the pageant marketplace. Please follow our social media sites, Crown Talk with Burgundy Radio Talk Show and Magazine, my personal Facebook, Burgundy Mallory, BYRGUNDY. Twitter, Crown Talk with BY. YouTube, Crown Talk with Space Burgundy. Instagram, Crown Talk with Burgundy. And Snapchat, Crown Talk with BY. Thank you, listeners, readers, viewers, fans, and sponsors for always supporting the brand of Crown Talk with Burgundy. Signing off with your favorite quote, "You're never too young to be a role model."